Proclamation number 6733 of 11th of January, 1957. God's constant addressing and offering of His Word. I want to instruct you all so that your thinking would be free from error. I want to give you all light so that the darkness will leave you. And I want to fill you with strength and thus make you blissful beings already on earth. And thus I am always willing to hand out to you everything you lack. Yet I can only offer it to you with love but not induce you to accept my gifts of love. And because you humans are still blind in spirit, you pass me by if I stand in the way and want to impart my gifts to you. Yet I will call upon everyone so that he will hear me when he is unable to see me. And if my call is also overheard, then I touch him. I will let him go through adversity and misery so that he will now pay attention to the one who can bring him help. For people who are in an unfortunate state and yet could free themselves from it, endure me. They endure me because my adversary often closes their eyes and ears because they are still in his power. The weakness of my living creations takes pity on me, and therefore my love constantly pursues people and awaits the opportunity to be able to offer them strength and light. But which human being feels himself weak and miserable, which human being knows that he walks in darkness? As long as he still possesses vitality, he does not feel the spiritual hardship, the lack of light and strength of his soul, because he does not know the right light which enlightens his soul and only gives man true happiness. And he is also not instructed in the right way, he is not guided into right thinking. Because those who now want to be teachers of their fellow human beings were not instructed right themselves. But everyone would receive full enlightenment from me myself if only they wanted to take the path to me, if only they wanted to listen to me with an open heart, who speaks to people again and again and only requires an open heart which listens to my words. If only people would believe that their God and Creator wants to address them because He is also their Father who cares about His children's salvation. If only they would believe that the Father's love applies undividedly to His children and that this love only ever endeavors to change His living creation's wretched state into a blissful one. My adversary, however, does not want to let this belief arise in you, but you yourselves should turn to me and dispute his right over you, and you would always receive my support. But one thing is certain, that you humans will be influenced by me to the same extent as my adversary tries to influence you. But that it is now up to you yourselves whose influence you accept. Every person will hear my address, be it in the form of my word or also in the form of hardship and suffering, if my silent address is not listened to. And as long as you live on earth, I will appear again and again and knock at the door of your heart. For you humans have mercy on me and I will not give you up, even if I have to struggle for you for ages. But I will not rest until you willingly open your heart and ear to me, until you let yourselves be gifted with light and strength from my hand. For my love for you will not diminish, it applies to you for all eternity, and it only wants you to become blessed. Amen.